So I'm seeing another reason why he gave this. Reason number two. Satan will not allow these things to succeed. And he wants to contest. God had to document. So can I quickly put this across to you? Lord, please put this across to your people more deeper than I hear. If you didn't get anything to that. When your life is outside what is written, your life is outside order. I'll take it again. Lord Jesus, can you put it well across to them? When your life is outside what was written, your life is outside order. Forever, O God, thy word is settled. There is settled where? In heaven. Now, the settled word can settle anything on earth. There is nothing unsettled on earth that the word cannot settle. There is nothing. There is nothing. A woman had cancer, terrible cancer. Just by listening to the word of God, cancer went. No laying of hand, nothing. There is nothing on earth. I remember a lady was battling with masturbation and it was like a grip on her. And she will come and say, bro, Winger, this is so serious. I don't know. Several times she weeps and all of that. I have preached Christ. Thank you, Jesus. I've preached Christ. I preached cross. I showed revelation. You know, when there are some teachings you didn't use that, Lord, we have taught. We have done everything. Say, sister, that you are delivered. I'm delivered. Pray. And she prayed and said, and she still went. And came back crying. It has happened. You reteach. Go again. She came back. Oh. When I saw that, Lord, it's as if teaching will not do this. I said, now, go back and start saying, I'm not the one doing it. I don't do it. She said, Brovinga, what are you doing? I said, just say that what was on the cross was finished. It is finished. So what you do, just say, I'm not the one doing it. He delivered me. I'm not the one doing it. Delivered me. I'm not the one delivered me. And the girl says, don't let me say that. The thing is wrecking my spiritual life. The thing is really disturbing me. I've lost some. I said, we have taught you. It did not work. Let's tell the devil what the word said. That's the only thing you understand. So the girl, after masturbating, you know, you say, I'm not the one doing it. Sometimes she will say, you're not the one doing it. Are you not the one that just did that? He said, I'm not the one doing it. It was a battle. But she said, and she just stood on it. The thing she has struggled for by fasting and prayer, several, only God how many deliverance, just went because of the word that was spoken. I've shared it here before. I used to have sex in the dream, so that is so terrible. I've had sex with my mother in the dream, my sister. I've had sex with dead people. I've had sex. I'm serious. I can't count how many people I've had sex with. It was so serious that I was praying like a madman. You know, there are different prayers. You know, for me then, if I'm praying, I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you. God, I didn't. That's not prayer. If your clothes, everything, if you're not, that's when I know I'm praying. Do you know the funniest thing? I will be one, two, I pray. After praying seriously, serious one. Every power that wants to wreck my spiritual life. Oh yeah, fire. I will just go back to the bed and still have sex. You know, it became terrible. Very terrible. What I'm sharing with you is a pain in my heart. Couldn't share with anybody, and I was the respected Brogbinger who was teaching everywhere, but battling. And I shared it here before. I took a message and the power of the Holy Ghost came down so strong. Somebody was on the floor crying. People were battered with this. I was the preacher. And I just had sex in the dream before I entered podium to preach. Because I just left my house and I just went. So as the Lord was moving, I said, Lord, that one does not cajole me. Imagine Holy Ghost is moving like this. I'm on the pulpit. I said, I was just walking about. But people are speaking it. I said, God, doesn't move me. Because that's how you just be walking. And somebody may be lost. You understand? When you don't know the word, you are doomed. You are doomed. You can't rise until one day. Somebody showed me what Jesus has done. It is settled. You don't need to pray on that one. You don't need to pray on having sex in the dream. God, don't tell me that. He said, ignore it. Ignore what? I didn't agree. I said, I can't. After my disciple told me, ignore it. I said, maybe this, he doesn't understand. I went to another far away place in Ikiti. Another brother who didn't know my disciple, just I told him. He said, bro, he said, my own is worse than your own. I said, sir, you mean your own? He said, no. He don't let me explain his own. Your brother said, ignore it. When I had two different people speaking same words, and he said, this is scripture. Just say what the word has said. It is written. So, I sleep, I have sex in the dream, and I just wake up and say, praise the Lord. In the middle of the night, in the middle of the night. Hallelujah, praise God. He took away all my shame and sin. Praise God. Something will tell me, heresy, heresy.
The accuser.
Heresy. Imagine that after I have chat such nonsense in the dream, and I go, I can't do quiet time that morning. A journey, it's stuck. Instead of me to face God and pray, and I'm saying, God, you see my life? Yesterday, now, and I'll be preaching. See my life? Don't even understand. I will just be talking and complaining, and that's what they want to see. And after I kept on with that word, it is written. This thing is settled. Did that thing stopped without any effort? I say, so ignorance is my problem. It stopped without any effort. When you know the word of God, so as to receive the life from it, and you study to know it, not just your reading. If you don't go into all of this tonight, I'm functioning based on inspiration. You need to know that this is the solution. And you need to stay with it. Let me tell you this. If you don't succeed, it's your problem. If you are not walking in holiness, it's your problem. If you are not seeing purity in your life, it's your problem. It's not God's problem. It's yours. Why? Every solution is in the word. But the other thing I want to share with you is that what was written must be spoken. When he said, it is written, he said it. What was written must be spoken. Until the written word becomes the spoken word, power is not released. What was written must be spoken. We still have a few minutes, like 30-something minutes. Thank you very much, sir. Let me see how we can put that quickly. Question number one. What is the effect of the words we speak? I don't want you to read that, James. Somebody open to Proverbs 10:19. Read 19, 20, 31. Quickly. Friends, you can on the touchlight on your phones. We have not overshoot our time. We're still within time. You can own the, thank you very much, Tosma. Yes, Proverbs 10:19-20-31. Quickly. Okay, 4:4. Genesis 1:3. Quickly. Quickly. What is the effect of the words we speak? And God, what do you say?
Then God said,
let there be light. Did you see that? Excuse me. Let us create man in our own image, after our likeness. Now, let us watch that God who spoke. God said, God saw. What he said, he saw. God said, let there be light. And what?
There was light.
And God said, did it happen or not? Eh? God said and God saw. Whatever you must see, you must say. If you cannot say it, you wouldn't see it. I want you to see Exodus 33:17. where Moses was praying. Moses now began to talk about, start from verse 16. Exodus 3, 16. Quickly. Yes, who is that person there? Oh, I want to touch something. Yes? That's Moses talking, sir. Yes? Yes? Stop there. What did God say? Who can contribute on that? Imagine that Moses said something. Look at what God said. Who can talk on that? Yes, ma'am. Something powerful this woman of God is saying. I'm going to come to that. Joshua and then Caleb. Yes, sir.
And another thing is, because God is very comedian or a joker, he takes the word of men. Abraham said, God, Ishmael, what will you do for him? It was Abraham himself that brought Ishmael into the picture. God was saying it is Isaac I will bless. But when he said, what will you do for Ishmael? Bless him, I cannot have him. God said, I will make him to have 12 nations as a sample. God rest, he doesn't take, and that's another reason why, just as I said, when we come to church and we are praying, we should know that we have not come to a place of joke for prayer. Ecclesiastes said that when we are in the church, we should watch what God respects the word of men. Our word, God respects it.
Are you getting, I'm getting something new, telling you. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Of Mark
11:23-24.
Are you hearing what she's saying, please?
And because we've been taught in this Bible study that because the X is corrupt, so easily negative things have the ability to come to you. So God respects, like the brother said, God respects the words of our mouth. So is it there for negative things to come to me? That's why like, when you want to say positive things, you keep saying until the result comes. So God, the basic thing is just that
whatever
I
tell
you shall have
whatever
I speak. That's just the basic thing.
Whatsoever
I speak.
Hallelujah.
Speak.
This is great. Yes,
sir. Finally, the scripture was coming to my heart. He said, the Lord washing over his word to perform it. That gave me a signal that whenever the spoken word of God, either through being or himself, God has a way of monitoring it. Abraham shall be father of many nations. To men, that is foolishness. A man that his body, literally speaking, is dead. Sarah's womb is dead. Look up. Is that thing is stupid? But he's washing over his word. So that points to us that believers, any word spoken cannot return to us void. It will accomplish that because it's like we are operating like him. Now it's
are you hearing this thing?
Sometimes. Because the position that devil wants to take in heaven, that's what God now did. Devil, look at it now. He said, I want to raise my throne above the Most High. I want to sit where he's sitting. God said, okay, what am I going to do? That's why devil is after the bride, which is the church, you and I. Oh, yeah, come. You are raised above. Seated with me in heavenly places. That is seated where devil is intention to sit. Far above. We operate like... So, when they say, I'm sick, ooh, it's not me.
You know, Bro Joshua, because what you have... What God in me... Let's be quiet on these things for some minute. Think on these things. Please don't forget what they are saying, Brolicon. I have said Bro Joshua is finally, but Brolicon, then Bro Bina. Sorry, after those two. So that will come. Yes, quickly.
The devil still has power and over men. He still knows in the affairs of men to men. He still knows in the affairs of men. So when that was in motion, God had to make another strategy for his own children. He said, we are gods, and we are the children of the Most High. God had to bring people who will function as he is. He had to give them the power to function just like he functions on in every. Let the kingdom come. Then if you can remember in Genesis, and God said, let there be light. When God speaks, Jesus goes into action. When God speaks, Jesus goes into action. And when God created us to be his own children, the same thing must occur in our own life. When we speak, Jesus has to. So if you are going to have the consciousness of the Father, whenever you speak, your word carries power. Whenever you speak, your word will create. Whenever you speak, your word keeps. Whenever you speak, your word builds. Whenever you speak, your word shatters. If you are going to have those consciousness, if you are going to have that in your mind,
if you are going to have that consciousness,
if you are going to put that in your heart, then when you want to speak, you will be careful.
Amen. Sorry, Pastor. This point. Please, are you following what friend brethren are saying? Yes, finally, Robin, I put it.
Excuse me, your heart is not as deep to be sure and to know that you are prosperous. So you're just making something, you're just saying something, but you don't know it. Now, that is that out of the abundance of the heart, the man speaks, the heart must be full and come to the point of abundance. The heart must be full of something positive. Before the mouth cannot declare positive consistently. You don't just say today positive, tomorrow no. Once you want to spend time to feed the heart with the word of God, which is positive, I am sure that you can never speak. It will be a reflex. Now it will be conscious.
You know, are some you hearing some words? It will be a what? What's reflex? Sorry, sir.
A reflex is what you
without
example, if you
effort.
Put your hand on a hot fire, nobody will tell you to remove your hand.
You don't need it.
Quickly, you remove your hand.
don't teach yourself to say it is well. When you are seeing the word of God, naturally, when you are wrong, you say it is well. So, now, my level, it is not to level consciously how to say it is well. I should level to fill the tank with the water. The water
word. Hallelujah. Are you hearing words? Each time you say, God, do something, God say, what? What? Okay, what? What should I do? According as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life. I don't know how to put these words together. Let me start from here. Out, in fact, it's in our introduction that we jumped. Out of the abundance of the heart. Now, how many of you believe that we are supposed to walk 100% by the word of God? How many of you believe that? Okay. When I say, you did grace, and I was joking, let's talk. From where is that coming from? Hallelujah. I want you to understand that before the word of God can be in your mouth, it has to be in your heart. And when Joshua and Caleb were looking at the giants, they were simply speaking what they are sure of. Not the so-called positive confession as we have it today. No. Not just that. You speak what you believe. Now the Bible says that with the heart, man believeth not righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. So if you have not studied the word of God to put it in your heart, the Bible talked about hide it in the midst of your heart. Put the word of God in the midst of your heart. In the midst will mean let it be the center. Everything around your life should revolve around the word. That's why I say in the midst. Are you following now? It's in the midst, for the out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So if the word of God is in your heart, you will speak it. Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly. Why do people fall into temptation? Why do people go into sin? Even David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you." And who is the word? Christ. It's Christ. Promise. It's Christ. Okay, question.
That's
That's a serious one, Monico. That's a serious one.
I want to.
All right.
If out of the abundance of life, as a believer, now this is what I want to paint him. Mm. As a believer, the moment you accept God as your Lord and Savior, the heart becomes the voice of your spirit. And now, if you as a believer, we now speak a wrong word, where is the word coming from? Is it from that same heart?
Praise the Lord. And that's an issue that we're needing to be dissected. Praise God. Please, I want you to understand this. We need to be going to some theology, heart, mind. Whenever you are studying God's word, where is the word of God going into? Eh? Which heart? Is it this one?
Love.
That's pumping blood?
Love.
Eh?
Love.
Is it this one?
Love.
So that you check the word level. Is it this one? No. So, nobody knows the heart yet. It's not sin. You are not following. The heart is not sin. Where's your mind? Eh? State of what?
Mental.
Tell us where it is. Which part of the body is it? Eh? Where is it? Is it seen also? If they divide you now, will they see your mind? You fall in. But your body can see. Now listen. The heart and the mind are interrelated. Very strongly interrelated. They work together. But when your heart is regenerated, when you're born again, your heart is regenerated. And that's where we call the inner man. Spirit man. You following now? This is where people have confusion about hearing God. Oh, I had something. Where is it coming from? These and these, I don't know. Whenever you have the word of God full in your... Now, you know, we are training our mindset by the word of God. We are training it to obey the word of God. See, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What do you use to transform your mind?
The word.
Eh? The word does not store in your mind. No. It's not storing there. It's the word. It's not storing. If it's storing in the mind, you know, sometimes you have, how old are you in Christ now? You still do some funny things. But as you store the word in that man inside, he's the one receiving. Now the mind learns to pick from it. Once you hear, say the Holy, like I was hearing some of our friends discussing, the Holy Spirit told me, is your mind that picked it from your spirit that is now conversing with you. Understanding is in the mind. That's where you understand. It's in the mind you say, now I understand. If the Holy Spirit does not bring His word to the realm of the mind, we can't understand, though.
Yes, sir.
We need to understand. So you have to come to the realm of the mind for understanding. That's why for proper understanding of what God is saying, you must renew it continually. And the Bible says the word of God is sharper than two-edged sword, dividing asunder soul and spirit. Soul, the realm of the soul is the realm of the mind. So it is the word, as you study God's word, it does something inside. It gives you clarity. So you see, this is something we can't explain except the Lord do it for you. Whenever somebody is with the word of God constantly, something happens. You naturally know what is of God. You can't explain it. It's a growth. It's a learning. Because the word of God in you constantly separates what is soulish, what is natural, and what is coming from God's spirit. So you won't have confusion. So now, based on what Bro Lekan said, if I say you are crazy, from where is that coming from? The new man obviously does not have that kind of language. That's not his language. But it is obvious that I have allowed the mind to get filled up, and it has overshadowed this man inside. Now, did you see the thin line? So I say, but you say it is from the heart. You are not following. Are you following what I'm saying? I said, no, but what it simply means is that things is from the heart, and the heart is in the mind. You should just be saying, there is a connection between that heart and the mind. Are you following? Do you understand what we're saying? There's a connection. Hope you know that wherever your body is going, that's where your heart and mind is going. Hope you know that. There is a connection between the spirit, the soul, and the body. So it's only the body you can talk about, hand, leg. But you see, the soul and spirit is so, then there's a thin line. That it's only the word of God that can help you separate them. So whatever has occupied your spirit, you can allow the mind to be the slave of it, of the spirit. But if you don't allow, also the spirit said, if you, through the spirit, you can mortify the deeds of the flesh. If you are led by the Spirit, you are the sons of God. Now, you can also allow the mind to receive suggestions, and it dominates your inner man and begin to do things that you are not supposed to do. Praise God. You find a child of God still watching pornography. He has confessed Christ as his Lord and Savior. But he's not feeding constantly, Abraham was talking about continually, on the word of God, so it can transform. He's feeding on these other things. Before you notice it, it's simple. You will always dance to the tune of the flesh. Praise the Lord. So the connection is that, what is the effect of what we speak? Do you know that normally, you are not supposed to say what you don't believe? You're not supposed to. It is sin that caused it. When man starts saying something, and it's not actually according to what is in his heart, it's sin. That's not how God made it. Once God is talking, he's not talking to... No. God says what he means, and he means what he says. So when the word of God in you is so much and is rich inside you, it is natural for you to speak the word of God. And question number one is only saying that there is an effect to what we say. According to the word of God through Moses, God said, I will do this also, which you have said. God is committed to the words of our mouth. Now, somebody can say that. So, sir, are you saying that whenever I'm speaking, should I be checking? Do I believe what I'm saying? No. It's not as if before you speak, now you have to first of all check. Hey, do I believe? No, that's not what we're saying. That's not what we're saying. When you naturally walk with God and your heart is given to Christ, and you are studying the word of God, so that the word of God is in your heart, it's not that you have to be checking. Do I believe? No. That's not it. As you walk with God, say the word. You imagine that when God spoke to Joshua, he said, this book of the law shall know what? He didn't address the heart first. Why? God is not expecting you. That, you see, Joshua was, and he wasn't talking to Joshua because Joshua was an hanky-panky man. He was dealing with an honest man. He was dealing with a follower of Jehovah. Do you know it's also possible for the word of God to be in your heart and you're not saying it? You don't know?
Yes, sir.
You don't know? You can shut the word and it's in you. And it is until you say it that you will see it. The word of God is in you. You see, I want you to understand the power of choice given to man. It's not as if it's a puppet thing. It's not a puppet thing. No, it's not a puppet thing. For the word to come out of your mouth, it has to be in your heart. But I'm telling you that you can have God's word in you like this, and you will not say the word. You won't say it. You are overshadowed by fear. You see a child of God, a minister of God, who has preached faith. I've been in that shoe. And they will point gun, you'll be begging. Please, don't kill me. Don't kill me. But the word is, all that time Holy Spirit can even be reacting. Speak the word. But you will not. Because fear has overshadowed. I've been in that shoe before. It's as if I don't know the scripture. I know it. I believe it. But there is a place of learning to speak. David came before Goliath. And he spoke. He spoke not empty words. He believed what he was saying. Hope you know that some of them know the God of Israel among the soldiers. Hope you know they know it. You thought it's all of them that don't know what God is capable of doing. Eh? Robin. You think some of them don't know what God is capable of doing? You think some of them don't believe has that God can conquer this man? But the truth is that nobody has enough bold step to come out and speak God's word. This book of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all. You see, there is meditation, there is observation. Observe to do. You know, you thank God for the saying part, but thank God for the meditating part too. Thank God for the observing part. You see, the problem in Christendom is that the Bible, we are not sitting to meditate. What is not observe? Eh? Louder, sir. Okay. When you say observe something,
look into.
Eh?
Look into.
Look into. Look what?
Watch
it. Carefully, so as to. So as to describe, analyze, conclude. It's labor to study.
Yes,
lazy people can't be spiritual. No. It's not possible. Forget it. That's why you must labor at the word. This is our, when the Bible says that we can't live by bread alone. To cook food, do you take time? Indomie does not sustain a destiny.
Mm. I don't like it.
Can you ever do wedding program and you serve Indomie? So the husband's family.
You become talk of the year.
Why? Why?
It's an insult to the
year. Why is it an insult? It doesn't show hard work.
Uh-huh.
You know why women are annoyed when they don't appreciate their food?
Because
they labor. Eh? It's a labor. Do you know a woman gets abused when a food gets burnt? Do you say yes, sir?
Yeah.
It destabilizes. Do you know a woman gets disabled when you taste her food and you simply say salt is not enough?
Gosh, them.
Eh? I'm not the husband of my mom. My mom will be waiting. As she sees, they are eating, but that they are eating is not the problem. They are waiting for your comment. Saying what? Comment on my labor. This is our spiritual food. To get from it, it takes labor, study, observe, meditate. How many times do you meditate? I do day meditation, I don't do night. Before God showed me, you are handicapped because it's half you are doing. I do quiet time in the morning, and that's how I carry it the next morning. That's why it's wrong. That's not what I said. That's why your prosperity is not obvious. The day he challenged me on that, I was this. He said, because it is after all this, I said, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. He said, for many years you have been on a day meditation, no night. Your night was usually empty. And I've preached everywhere, shining on quiet time. I said, why by the night? Don't you know things go on in the night? Several revelations I ought to release to you was blocked. Several understandings I should bring to you in, because I am the one that give my beloved sleep. You don't know what I mean by that. I gave you sleep, not the sleep you slept. I bring visions in the night. I teach you things in your subconscious in the night. And I've noticed such night where I meditate on God's word and you pray in tongues, and that may be a 10-year issue. That may be a revelation to pour forth for wisdom one day. All the time I say I'm fighting with sex in the dream. This is what I did not do. To fill up. So many things I would have known, but it's not there. I've caught one of the secrets of Daniel, that when he sleeps, he sees, he knows what the king dreamt about. This is the secret. You meditate on his word. When I saw that in Joshua 1:8, the Lord said, confirm from Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that standeth not. Open it for me, please, quickly, before I round up. Psalm 1 verse 1. Yes. 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 Did you see another scripture? The day and night was in Joshua 1:8. Several generations, you know, between Joshua and David, it's quite some distance. And yet it says, do you have Amplified, yes, talking to us?
But his delight and desire are in the law of the Lord. On the law, the instruction, the teachings of God. He habitually meditates. Ponder.
He habitually. Listen, according to God, what am I supposed to be thinking on through the day? If any other thought of job, thought of, if it comes to my mind, I'm supposed to guide it with the word. Are you following me? Thought of marriage, thought of whatever that comes into, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. Think on these things, because that's the Bible. Now, I'm supposed to guide it through the day by the word. Yes, habitually. Yes.
Habitually meditate.
Uh-huh.
Ponder and study.
Uh-huh.
By day and by night.
By day and by what? And by night.
Message.
He's already laughing. Read, sir.
How well God must like you.
How well God must like you.
You don't hang out at Sin Saloon.
You don't hang out at Sin Saloon.
You don't sleep along Dead End Road.
Yes.
You don't go to Smart Mouth College.
You don't go to Smart Mouth College.
Oh my God.
Do you understand what that means?
Oh my God.
Some of you stay with gossipers.
Smart Mouth College.
Smart Mouth College. People, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to me. You will not like this now. You will not like this one. Your message and your language is Christ, because Christ is the word. Your thinking, your thought is the word, and that's Christ. But Smart Mouth College, people can with all strength talk about Man U. It's a Smart Mouth College. What's wrong with you? When you start watching ball? Now, don't tell me you can watch ball. Now, when I took my boys to the field and he's analyzed, he said, now, no, forget about it. Four cups now, Kiloba. What did you get? Now, I beat you hands. What are you telling me? Kilele, so balele, bobo. What's he talking about? Now, listen, and you are bold. God is always disappointed. Which time did you cry like that and shout like that on scriptures? Which time did you speak the word of God like that? Some people are so diligent of complete sport in Lagos, they are crazy about it. You will see people cannot, they cannot buy complete sport. They will still pay 20 to read. Somebody will borrow money. You'll be on the internet just so as to be updated. Jesus. And not be outdated, because once you are outdated, they just say, which one? But a little bit, when did you start watching ball? Well, forget it. And this Bible is updated than tomorrow's newspaper.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
But see how devil has defeated us. Smart mouth calling. People who can talk about Iniesta, Rooney, they can so talk about how much is. I was surprised that people even know the amount they are collecting. The present amount. The highest paid footballer, both on country level, club level, La Liga level, Premiership level. When I look at people, I say, God, so vast in football. Some are so vast in movies. And they are talking. Yeah, have you seen videos of the bunch? Have you seen the video of this one? You talk smart mouth college. Some are there. No wonder there is poverty spiritually. Read on.
Instead, you trill to God's word.
You trill to God's word.
You chew on scripture.
You trill on scriptures.
You chew.
Chew. Mm. Oh, chew. You chew. No wonder it's a food. Excuse me. How many stomachs did all these animals then? Any ruminant or whatever?
Four compartments.
Yeah, omazom, bosomzom, abomazom, rumen, and reticulum.
Yeah.
We were told that after they have eaten, they don't stay in a crowded place. They look for a quiet place. They bring out. They chew. They take it in. They bring out. They chew. It's a chewing. It's not all this 10 minutes and thing. You don't become spiritual like that. It's a chewing. Until the word of God is forming pictures. Because it's a scripture. Scripture has pictures. I'm telling you. You can see the picture of your future in that scripture. You can be seeing it. It's not the other, I'm not just saying rhyme, so. Your future, the pictures are here. And as you are chewing, it's forming. It's forming. Chewing is meditation, and it's going to your heart. You are storing. This is what we don't do. Everybody goes to church. Woo! Hallelujah! That's it. Right on, Pastor. Now, when somebody is speaking revelation, and you have said, "Woo! Did he enter?" You did, because listen. Do you know what they call repentance in Yoruba? You must think. The problem of many churches is that there is no thinking involved. Pastor says, the word of God in you determines your faith level. Would they have said something now? I won't think on it. That's the problem. When you touch the word and the word touch you, you will touch your world. Ooh! Ooh! Did you hear what they said? Chew. Tell somebody inside you, chew.
Chew.
Tell somebody present, your teeth has problem. Excuse me. Why do you run for strong meat? Eh? Now, you know, I'm talking from my experience now. You have caused problem for me if you give me strong meat. Naturally. Because better than that, there'll be problem. It will be aching me. You brush like this, you are seeing blood. But if you give, they call that thing ishamba. What's it in English?
I don't know.
Whatever. Ishon. You know what they call ishon, you
know?
Whatever it is. If you give it to my mom, it doesn't take minutes. Many times I look at her and say, how do you do it? The reason why God cannot bring strong meat to you, your spiritual teeth is bleeding. When God should have formed a strong mind, because it is with the mind you hit the word. It's with the mind. See, it's as the mind is cracking like this. You see, there is a shell that covers the word of God. It is as you are cracking that it opens. And it is in several layers. As the first layer is really very hard. That's why you spend more time, no revelation. Just be asking questions. Questioning method. Why is this scripture saying like this? Okay, where can it? Just be asking questions. You are there. Once that layer breaks open, that's when sometimes you say, first layer. You don't go away. You are still there. As you go on, so I see second layer. You are still going. You cannot reach. You are not standing up. You cannot get up. Yay! And you are, yay! This is your Bible here. You know, many times as if 1 million words are not coming. You are trying to. How many of you have written and you discover that God said, it is possible for you to become all you need to become by obeying me? Maybe that was the thing that heated you. He wanted to write to you. You wanted to write. You may not write. It's possible. How many of you have confirmed what I'm saying? You lose is. You write possible. To become. You lost to. Because another word is waiting. Why? You have entered in.
Gosha.
Now, sometimes in that level, you've not even really hit the gosha. Lord, please grant me understanding. I don't want to stop now. And as you are still studying, you want to go to the next verse, you just hear that mind. You know what I'm saying? Is it the Lord? See, at that time, your mind has been arrested. At that time, operate by faith. If you operate by reason, you will go back to the flesh. Just say, Lord, I'm your daughter. And it was by the blood you saved me. I believe that you will speak to me. Simple. It's by faith we work with God, not by guessing.
Or guess what?
Will he speak to me? He will. He's faithful. From here, you may just see, comma. That God will say, did you know that comma? You say, Lord, which comma is that? He said, how come there was a comma after that statement? And God may say, there are several commas in several lives. And that's where I've stopped. I can't move. You just say, Now, when you start reacting violently, meditation is becoming observation. Now, when I studied a little bit, I discovered that there are three levels of meditation. The Greek word meditation is in three levels. The first level is just thinking, pondering. That's the first level. That Joshua 1:8. The Greek word, the Hebrew word used there has three applications. Second application is talking to yourself. You know, by the time you are studying, you are not saying, you are now reading over and over. Go from the. That's the second level. The third level of revelation is roaring. According to Hebrew meaning. When you just begin to shout, hallelujah, I am able to. Now, that's why if you are ready for such, when you are in places like family house and you want to reach that kind of level, you need to be helped. Because many times what you see in the world, you can't hold it. I've seen times that I'm studying, I just went and picture. Hey! Now, everything tells me that I can't sit on the floor. As in, the floor is not okay. It's not okay for what I'm seeing. Now, listen to me. It's not pride. Our problem is that we love the world. This is our life. This is what we have. This is the map to heaven. This is what you should cherish. You are a fornicator because you don't know the world. You are falling into sin because you don't know the world. And the word is Christ. Say, yay! So I get down again. Many times, you'll say, yay! This is not for me. I'm telling you. It takes over you. Have you seen a pregnant woman before? That's about to deliver. What does she do? As she's bending, she's standing. Because something wants to come out. Has a pregnant woman pocket her and say, when are you giving birth? It's today, in the next 2 minutes. It's not possible. This, I'm not talking about the of the one in church. I'm talking about a fellowship. A fellowship. Hallelujah. Chewing the word. Continue, sir. We may stop there. How do you chew it? Day and night. It enters into you. Listen, I want to submit this to you. There is nothing that the word of God cannot say to you. There is nothing. If you want are serious about going to heaven, that problem, that challenge of your life, it starts simply with just talk sincerely to God. Say, God, I have this problem. And I've been told that it's your word that can settle it. I open up to the ministry of your word. You know, God does not joke with what I just said. God begin to immediately arrange teachers, brothers and sisters. That's when they'll be asking you questions. How are you? Where are you going to? It is not that they'll be focusing on you. It's God arranging that to help you, like, because you have committed God into it. So if you check the other questions that we have said there, it's about meditation, the heart. It's about why should I meditate? How do I become blessed and prosperous? And what should we do after we have heard the word? Of course, we know those things. Praise the name of the Lord. Before we pray, I want to submit to you. Any life that will not stand on the word of God is a fake life. It's going to be a shabby life. Jesus said, I will show you the foolish man who heareth my words but does not do them. He's like a man who built his house on the sandy soil. He said, when the storm came, it hit the house and great was the fall. I will show you a wise man who heareth my words and does them. He's like a man who builds his house where? On the rock. I want to tell you that the word of God is what can help your life. Everything I've seen in the world. Everything that has ever changed my life has changed it because of the word of God. This is the Bible. Some say it is blessed information bringing life eternal. Some say basic instruction before leaving the earth. Whatever it is. All scripture is given by God's inspiration. Anytime you wake up in the morning, there's another stubborn attitude you must have. Oh Lord, I'm not leaving this table until the bread comes. Because it is he that is thirsty that shall be filled. You don't face the word of God with a... Okay, I know it's our own parent that is merciful. They just put food on the table. But you know you reach a level that... Once you don't say you are hungry, once they are parent or mom, I'm not hungry this morning. What do they do? They leave you. Why? They know you are capable. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. 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 All eyes closed. What is the level of the word in your life? And I want you to know, I want to talk about the word. You know, we're talking about Christ. You remember when the Lord said to Peter, when Jesus was walking on water, he said, come. If it is you, bid me to come. And you know, Peter was not walking on water at that time. He was walking on the word. Hallelujah. Because when you hear the Bible says, and he began to sink. Excuse me, just open your eyes for a moment. On water. Do you begin to sink? What do you do on water? Once you enter water, what do you do? Why did the Bible says, and he began to, when he doubted, what more began to sink? He was sinking gradually. And he had time to cry. And Jesus picked him up. What happened to that water? Water does not have such, you don't begin to sink. You sink once. There will be no time to say, help me. It means he wasn't walking, because that's not the normal behavior of water. As the word he was walking on began to have space underneath, he was sinking. But thank God it was not total sinking. He had time to cry out. It's only the word of God that can help you in life that you will not sink. I want you to pray. Maybe you too, you have been doing daily meditation. Your prosperity is not obvious. Your life is not awesome. The day the Lord challenged me, he said, it has been day alone. Your night has been full of your own thoughts. You go to bed without... It's not devotion we are talking. Not collective devotion. Your personal meditation. No wonder Christianity is weak. Let me tell you and confess one thing to you. There are some things I was not able to face in life because of my lack of meditation in the night. God said, do you discover you can't face this? You can't face this. We can't bring you to this. Why? The word is not enough inside your spirit. So many things you can't face. If you are here and you have a, maybe you are not even born again. Maybe you are a Batch B core member. And you have a challenge with sin. And you want the Lord to help you. Can you place your hand on your chest? If a Batch B core member, this is a serious matter. Or maybe you are even a Batch A core member. And you have a problem with sin and sinfulness. And up till now, you are not free yet. Can you place your hand on your chest? So that the Lord can help you. I want you to quickly summarize that prayer. We have overshoot the time. Can you pray and say, Lord, help me. I have joked with your word. I have played with scriptures. Some of you take time to prepare your food, not the word of God. You take time to prepare your food, not the word of God. You take time to prepare things, not God's word. Thank you, Jesus. Help my life, oh God. That the word of God becomes my focus day and night. That the word of God becomes my focus day and night. Help me to store the word of God in my heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Oh Lord, my heart must not be filled with rubbish. Some of you are worried. Oh, there's no time. You know why you still worry? There is no word in you. Do you know why you doubt? You have not studied scripture to that point. Some of you have stored the word of God in your heart, but you will not say the scriptures. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Friends, rise to your feet. So we are going to stop. Many times, we need to speak scriptures like this, but there is no time. Can you go back home and into your various rooms and meditate? What is that issue you are struggling with? Only the word of God can settle it. No time to give you stories. Nothing else settles anything than the word of God. Somebody said, the anointing shall break the yoke. I said, do you know the name of the anointing? Eh? The anointing is Christ. Christ means the anointed one. And Christ is the word. Every genuine man who carried the anointing carried the word in them. Anointing is not oil. There's no time to discuss that. It's not oil. The anointing is a person. He said, the anointing which you have received is in you. It's a person. The anointing is not an oil. It's a person. And it is that anointing that breaks the yoke. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Can you go back to your various rooms? Thank you, TOU, for giving us that space before owning the gem. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for the instrumentality of your word. This is where we are going to stop, but trust that you will help your people. Blessed be thy name.